Okay. Thank you very much. I think we've noted the thank you for the positive feedback, and we've also noted, you know, the areas that we do feel the recommendations that you feel particularly strongly about, for example, on partnerships, on indicators. So all these areas we've taken note of, and we will, I mean, we do constantly share these in various internal fora, for example, when we have meetings with senior management, when we have the technical cooperation committee. So these are ways where we do stress the importance of these recommendations. We raise them, and we do keep emphasis on these recommendations that keep coming up. In terms of questions in particular, there was a question on our interaction with the RBM team. So I think, again, when we do have, we do as part of, we are part of OSG, and they are leading this new endeavor on the overarching RBM framework. So we are, you know, we do have some inputs there, and we give feedback on that, and that process is very much in progress right now with the divisions, with the technical cooperation unit. So we do, I mean, we do share the lessons that we're finding in terms of practical considerations when it comes to developing indicators, to actually knowing how to collect this information. So these are, you know, we do make our teams aware of this across UNCTAD. I think one key consideration is resources. So we have seen, for example, the teams that have dedicated resources to monitoring, they are able to do a lot more, because often what we see is the projects are closed and there's no more resources to continue tracking results further down the line. So yeah, I think on that, I mean, we're happy to discuss more with people if they're interested in that. And in terms of our intention to brief members on the recommendations, you know, as a regular item on the agenda of the working party, I think we will take that up with the DSG, and hopefully, you know, he can address that tomorrow. Usually it hasn't been the practice that it's on the working party agenda, but as I said, if we do, usually there's the management response, and we have that published online, but there is no formal tracking mechanism of all the recommendations, but we are looking into that. So maybe in the future, one thing we can do is share overall the type of recommendations we have and what the status of implementation is, if we are able to get that to put in some system to do that. But I will share this comment with the DSG, so if there is an opportunity to discuss this tomorrow. I think anything else that I've missed? No? I think, is there anything?